Welcome to the Legion Outriders podcast, your source for the latest Legion news, opinion, and analysis. And now, the Outriders.
Hello, Outriders, and welcome to episode 153 of the Legion Outriders podcast. I'm Outrider Matt.
This is Outrider Dan.
And back again, my name is Jeff. I didn't say that right, did I?
No, you didn't. That's okay. You only get a second chance to make a first impression, I guess, at this point. But yes, my name is Jeff, Outrider Hefe. The man, the myth, the legend has returned to the podcast. We're very glad to have him on as a rotating, well, I'd say talking head, but voice in the darkness, I guess.
Can I just be like a clone? Like, I'll be a clone designator J3FF from here on out.
Nice. That's dangerously close to Dan's Rex character in our Star Wars campaign. But anyways, it's good to have you guys on the cast here today because we got a lot to talk about. It's been a little bit since the last recording. A lot of things have been going on and we're going to get everybody caught up. But before we get started on that, I want to take a second to thank our patrons that make recording and publishing this show possible. Specifically, we'd like to thank Michael Flugrad on Discord as 42 Data Squirrels, and I love that name. Some things you may not know about Michael. He can always tell which way is true north. Underground, at night, upside down, doesn't matter, but he's got to be standing in water for it to work. So, not all that useful. In his spare time, Michael likes to teach pigeons to play checkers. Eventually, with the goal of teaching them to play Legion, and finally, I might have somebody I could beat. If I could beat a pigeon in Legion, you know, that would just be fantastic.
We should definitely record that for the patrons.
That would be pretty neat. Yeah. Speaking of, news on that, too. He also is so strong, freakishly strong even, that he can lift himself up by his boots while wearing them. So thank you, 42 Data Squirrels. This episode's featured Outrider. If you're enjoying the show and would like to support it, head on over to patreon.com/LegionOutriders. On today's show, well, we got Jeff, we got Dan, we got me. And what have you guys been up to? Yeah.
I mean, I've been printing more of the Batuu table. I actually posted up in the Outrider patron Discord. The Ronto Roasters building has started. Mm-hmm. And it is a big building. It is going to take a while to print. I'm literally estimating probably about 2 to 3 spools of filament.
That sounds like a lot. Yeah, actually, since we're still talking about it, this will be the inaugural episode that we are going to be having a new patron exclusive perk. And we're going to have a video version of this podcast you're listening to right now available in the Patreon Discord. So if you are a patron not on the Patreon Discord, definitely reach out. Let me know so we can get you in there. And we'll have a channel created in there just for so you can see 2/3 of the Outriders because Jeff is got his camera packed away.
So if Dan is building all these big buildings, are you charging admission to your table now? Like, how much does that cost? Do I have to schedule in advance? Like,
can I buy my tickets?
Yeah.
So there, yes, there will be individually priced lightning lane passes. And, yes. We're still working on staffing the churro cart, though.
Oh, wow.
You can't say lightning lane. It a blightning blaine, maybe? Oh. Something.
I don't think the mouse is coming after us directly.
But, yeah.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Soon. Someday they'll recognize us as the threat we are. Okay, so you're working on your table. Jeff, what have you been up to, man?
You kind of know. I've been packing, moving, watching Shatterpoint videos, you know, trying to keep up with that. Pretty excited. I got on board with this, what, a couple months ago, and my excitement level is steadily climbing. So I'm really looking forward to June 2nd.
Very nice. Yeah. So you're at the stage I was at like a month ago. So I'm finally, the move is executed. I'm living back in Southern California, my home. So very excited to be here. We're still settling into the house and all that. I haven't even made it out to the game store yet to find out if there's, I know that there's a community further south and further north for Legion. I got to see if there's anything in the local area though. But looking forward to traveling to an event here soon. I got most of my stuff. I've consolidated my models and my paint that's sitting in my closet now. And then I've got my travel cases with the armies still loaded in there. And everything seems to have survived okay. So pretty happy there. But looking forward to actually getting some gaming done here in the close to near future.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all those other East Coast Legion podcasts always talk about how they have to drive an hour or so to this city for a game store or that city. So you looks like you're pretty much in the same situation.
Yeah, that's fair. But I know that there's at least two game stores that are close. I'm hoping one of them might have some Legion. And if they don't, I will mock them relentlessly until they do, because I think that's the best way to get things done is to mock people.
Did you already find a commission painter, or are you still using John's services? Did you take John with you? Is he somewhere in the house?
Why are you asking Chewbacca these questions in a muddy pit? You don't actually want the answer to.
He just said he has paint unpacked. That means you are going to paint something, right, Matt?
I mean, weirder things have happened. We'll see. It could happen. We'll find out. But yeah, so excited for that. We do have a little bit of community news. Let's go ahead and knock that out real quick. Contacted by Tyler or Zarvac from the Discord. He's got an event coming up in October. So it's a little ways away, but it's the third annual. Is that 3-foot Goodfall Brawl? Is that what I'm reading there? Do you read that too?
Yes. So
it's in Davenport, Iowa, at Games Plus One store. They've got a full list already of 24 people, but they're expanding and they've got a wait list going. They're trying to get up to 32 people. So definitely reach out to them. It's over on Game Uplink. So if you look for the Good Fall Brawl, that it should pop up for you. So thanks, Tyler, for letting us know. I hope you have an awesome, awesome event here. And wow, that's still... 6 months away? You got a little time to get on the wait list.
Yeah.
If you need to.
And if you're on a wait list, you know, make sure you go over to LVO, which is 276 days away.
Yep.
I actually missed that last episode. I don't know how many people caught that, but
I think I felt it inside a little bit. There was a weight lifting from my soul. And now it's crushing back down again. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. All right. What else do we have in Star Wars news?
Oh, we have a lot of Star Wars news to catch up on.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been about not only 3 weeks, but like shortly after our last episode was Star Wars Celebration.
Whole bunch of stuff. London.
Yeah.
That's a really small event, right?
Like, yeah,
really
just niche. A little thing over, you know, in the UK. And, but we had some one of our patrons out there. Unfortunately, we couldn't quite...
sync
get
up
coordinated and sit down with him, but
some health issues too, and then
I was sick for a little bit, but that's fine. I'm over it.
Yeah, I was over it.
But we'll get the big news out of Celebration out of the way. 3 new films announced.
Yes.
Yeah. So the big one, of course, Daisy Ridley will be returning as Rey in a new movie.
Oh my goodness.
15 years after Rise of Skywalker.
It's so exciting.
Where she is forming a new Jedi Order. Curious to see how she's going to teach people when... I don't know how much training she got as a Jedi.
She's got the books.
Yeah, so she's
book got learned. The books. She's got Force Ghosts. She is the last Jedi.
So is that the release date set 15 years after... That's the release date. 15 years, we'll see this movie.
Maybe.
Really, really dedicated to that method acting.
Went through 4 different directors.
Is being directed by Charmaine Obad-Chinoy of Miss Marvel.
So.
But looking back, Luke didn't have a whole lot of formal training either, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was self-taught Jedi.
Is that really hooked up with Yoda, but anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a whole nother debate. But another movie announced was going to be directed by James Mangold, who also directed Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So that he's going to be going quick off another project there.
Wow.
Is directing a movie involving the first ever Jedi or first ever person to use the Force. So they're going way back in the timeline.
Whoa, they're going back into the history of Steve Jedi?
Yeah.
I don't know how to react to that one. I don't
plan to discover the Force and the Jediisms.
Yes. And then the last movie announced was a Dave Filoni movie. Dave Filoni, yeah, he is going to get his own movie.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, a certain hat, maybe. Yeah. But it's going to be a movie that's supposedly going to wrap up and conclude the Mandoverse.
Oh, I mean, I'm so excited for a movie, but I'm so sad to hear wrap up involved with it.
So how do we feel about the Dial of Destiny, though? I mean, not to get on like off topic onto that.
Oh, I'm excited. No, it looks good.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Yeah.
I usually don't like to watch trailers, but Crystal Skull did me so bad that I was like, well, let me just make sure.
A lot of people bad.
Let me make sure this is.
So I don't know if it was the music or just, I don't know, but like it feels good. It feels like it's going back to Indy's roots.
Yeah, yeah. The stuff that made it fun and popular.
Supposedly there's a lot of de-aging of Harrison Ford there. So
25 minutes.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that CGI work is.
I was just reading that, but.
So they only de-aged him 25 minutes? Like, that's not very much, right?
It's big. Shut up. You bastard. That's my joke. That's my kind of joke. You stole it anyways.
No, I was only asking because, you know, I'm excited to see. I mean, that sounds like a cool concept, the first ever Jedi to use the Force. Yeah. But I don't know a whole lot about the director from The Dial of Destiny. But it does look good.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be. Apparently they've got enough goodwill with how that movie turned out. They're like, yes, we're going to also give you a. I don't know. What era would you even call that?
They actually did announce a timeline on. Oh, God, I didn't put this in the notes. But they announced that they've now kind of named the eras of Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Going all the way back to the beginning, all the way up to where this new Jedi Order is going to be. So it's going to give a lot of definition for, Shatterpoint with their eras. And I hate to keep getting into Shatterpoint.
So first one's going to be TOS. So those old Sith, followed by TNG.
So I'm sorry, I'm just going to really quick while we're
Republic.
So yeah, so there was the eras. It's Dawn of the Jedi, then the Old Republic, then the High Republic.
Oh, it's Dawn Jedi.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he discovered the Force powers. So.
Yeah. So yeah, when he was using all that,
known as Dawn of the Jedi,
it's really good at cutting grease.
Yep. So Old Republic, High Republic, Fall of the Jedi, which is going to be the Clone Wars era, Reign of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, New Republic, Rise of First Order, and then New Jedi Order.
Ooh.
How many of those are what are they? Are role-playing games? Because I know Age of Rebellion, that's a role-playing book, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
New Jedi
one of
Order
the,
was a novel series from back in the day.
Yeah. That's the Red Book series for the RPG supplements.
High Republic, that's another book series, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's the more recent one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So, that's exciting.
So that's it for the new movie news.
Yep.
I will, and I hate to be the downer, but a lot of the movie poop shoot sites are taking bets on with how many things that have been announced and then canceled, which ones of these will actually go through to fruition.
But oh, wow. We're people on the internet.
Yeah.
They're being pessimistic about things. Wow.
But anyway, on the TV side of things, we got the full Ahsoka trailer.
That yes. Yeah. And apparently this new Thrawn guy is coming out. So keep an eye out for that, dude.
Something dubba-dee, dubba-die. He's blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, they had to drop the heir to the Empire line, and I'm just like, I pulled the Leonardo DiCaprio meme pointing. let's see. The Acolyte had a panel. I didn't see any new information about Acolyte other than one little description of it. It was described as a Frozen meets Kill Bill.
So what?
Yeah, I was trying to.
What does Frozen mean have to do with it?
Singing and sword fights,
I guess.
Lots of singing.
Hills are alive with the songs of lightsabers.
Yes. Andor season 2 was confirmed to be in production and with a tentative release date of August 2024.
Oh, that's so far away. Yeah, I'm gonna be frozen and wake me up in August 2024. I'll see you guys then. Cheers.
We'll forget.
Well, closer to that, Visions season 2 is releasing just around the corner here on May the 4th.
Yeah.
And we got a trailer for that too, and there's some interesting looking clips and visions there.
I'm excited for Wallace and Gromit. Yes. Star Wars.
It does look cool. Like, a lot of the animation looks a lot more adult this time. And still stylized, which is cool.
Let's see. Bad Batch season 3 teaser was shown only at Celebration, so I'm sure there's some cams that have been leaked on there, but they tease the return of Fennec Shand. So we get that character back in there.
Wow, man, she has been in like every show.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't been in, well,
they're gonna retroactively put her in Rebels.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there she is behind a crate.
But the last thing that I last episode when I said the one thing I wanted to hear from Celebration was in the Parks panel.
Mm-hmm.
And those new scenes coming to Star Tours coming in 2024.
So, I mean, better than
freeze
not.
Freeze me next to Jeff. So
he'll forget you too.
Yeah.
Cuddle together for warmth, boys.
Just a couple of ice blocks forever.
Yes. But it was announced that the destinations for Star Tours will be places that we have not yet seen in Star Wars. So it's stuff coming in future content. Which is crazy because there's been a lot of content since the last update to Star Tours, which we could use. But hey.
Huh. That's interesting.
Wouldn't it be kind of cool if they did rotating videos or whatever? Like every time you went, it wasn't the same video every time. So like you could go back different times and see a different video.
They do that.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, they just haven't updated them in a while. So the last one they have was Jedi, I think.
No, Rise of Skywalker.
Did they have Rise of Skywalker? Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. They have the dogfight there. Yeah.
But they run that for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. Because whenever there's a relevant media release, they're just going to like force it into the rotation.
Okay. Yeah. You have a higher percentage chance of getting them, but you can still get the Naboo and the, and the Endor. Wait, no, there's no Endor. You never make it to Endor.
There is an Endor one.
Is there an Endor one?
Or no, wait, the speeder bikes were Kashyyyk. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
For those not understanding what we're talking about, if you haven't been on Star Tours, you know, since 2010, since the new version came out, the ride operates like the best description I've heard is like a slot machine. There's scene one, scene two, scene three, and each of those scenes randomly plays out. And then there's a transition, then the next random scene, then the transition, then the next. So you get to visit different planets every time you go. Except when there's a specific media release and they force one of those scenes. But
and I tell you what,
maybe it's been that long since I've been on the ride. I know it's been a while. And last time I went to Disneyland, Rise of Resistance was the big thing. That's why I didn't care about anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to spend in your 6 hours waiting for that ride to break down.
Yeah. And it's and it's on the opposite end of the park, too, if you're at Disneyland. So.
Yes, it is.
Also announced for the parks is quote unquote more characters, like Boba and Fennec and Mando, which are currently walking around Galaxy's Edge, but more characters are coming to Galaxy's Edge in 2024 as well.
Man.
So they've already shown that they're willing to kind of bend the quote unquote timeline of Galaxy's Edge to put other characters in. So yeah, there's potential for Skeleton Crew. In fact, maybe I didn't look for it. I didn't hear too much about Skeleton Crew at Celebration. But yeah, so we'll get more characters there. And then tying in with another little project we're working on, our good friend, Mr. Will Schick, got on the main stage at Celebration.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. She didn't know what to ask him.
Yes.
He did a fantastic job, though, but man.
He did. And if you want to hear more about Will's experiences at Celebration and on that stage,
Are we doing it?
Yep, we're doing
it. That's it. Okay. Tune in to the very first episode of our new sister cast, Star Wars Chatterpoint. You get it? It's like Chatterpoint, but we're chatting. Yeah. TM, it's now trademarked. It's out there. You can't take it. But yes, we had a very nice interview with Will, and that should hopefully be dropping very soon. It'll still be published in the same Outriders stream. So if you're subscribed to the Legion content, well, you're going to get that as well. We'll have different logos on it, so you can skip or listen as you choose. But we're very excited to bring it out because I know there's going to be a lot of cross-pollination for the two miniature games of this ilk. And yeah, fantastic interview. It was a lot of really interesting stuff. Jeff wasn't there for it, so I'm sure he has no idea.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear what Will has to say because watching the videos from, Adepticon and a couple of the other events that have happened, he's really excited to talk about this game. I didn't see the one from the main stage at Disney Celebration. Mm-hmm. But he loves talking about it, so can't wait to listen to that, and can't wait to get the game too.
Yeah, you can definitely tell that he is legitimately enthusiastic for it, and I always love to feel that enthusiasm from other people, and it gets me excited. And this all sounds very, very dirty, but anyways,
that's kind of what got me into Legion back in the day. Was getting to talk to the devs and how excited they were to get the game into people's hands, and they just want to share the hobby, and like, I don't know, that's what makes the games great to me.
Yeah, absolutely. But so Star Wars Chatterpoint episode one, landing in a near universe near you.
Yeah, I'm trying to aim to have both of these episodes out right near each other. So
yeah, we're just waiting on some final approvals, and then it gets put out in the water. But yeah. Anyways, okay. So what else? What else we got? That's pretty much it.
There was a lot from Celebration. There was a lot I missed, but those were the highlights for media and, of course, the parks. Yeah. I mean, there was tons of merchandise news, Hasbro, Lego.
There's some really nice Hasbro stuff coming out. After this move, though, I was like, man, I've got so many of these Black Series dudes and I can't display them all. Maybe I should try selling some off, the ones I don't care about. They're just going to sit in crates in the garage for now, but I got for the patrons at home, you can see my little helmet display back there. Move my mic a little bit, but yeah, got my Boba, my Bo-Katan, and then Wedge and Luke helmets. And I'll be adding more as I can. I want to get the phase two one, but anyways,
you're going to have to start donating plasma or something to fund some of these Hasbro toys. Cause they're pretty expensive. Man.
Well, yeah, the Bo-Katan helmet was actually it was a big surprise. Holly got it for my birthday last month. Yeah, last month. So I left it. I didn't even take it out of the box for the move and got to actually open it up and unpack it here. So that was really nice. It's a cool helmet.
You didn't want to wear it on the drive out to California?
She wouldn't let me. It turns out the visibility in those things is not good. I guess you need the batteries for the range finders and macro binoculars and whatnot.
And last thing, and I didn't put it in the notes here, but the next Celebration was announced.
Yes.
It's going to be in Japan.
I'm really going to try to go to this one. I've been wanting to actually get back to Japan. Japan was my first duty station in the Air Force. So I'm semi-familiar with the area already, and that there is a military hotel in Tokyo that I'm hoping is going to be relatively close so we can actually stay there a bit cheaper. But
That's pretty cool because Japan was my third duty assignment in the military. And I, too, am familiar with that area.
You went to Kadena, right?
No, I was Yokota. So I was.
Oh, yeah, right. We were both Yokota. Yeah. OK, that's right. Nice. Well, we should all go and, tour the countryside. And
I'll start saving now. Celebration.
Yeah.
Start selling your Black Series toys.
Oh, man, anybody want some cheap Black Series? No, actually, I want top dollar. We're going to need to sell a lot.
They said you were talking for the London celebration about catching a a military flight out there cheaper.
Yeah. Well, actually, I wonder if we could do that. Catch a rotator. Yeah, that's also a thing, because we're actually really close to one of the major rotation hubs now in SoCal. So that's actually a lot easier to get a hold of, because worst case, if we can't catch it, we can just drive back home. Yeah. So
then that's going to be April 18th through the 20th in 2025. So we're going to skip a year.
Yeah. You got some time to save money, at least.
Time to save money and, time for some of these media projects that were announced to actually, you know, get development and get out. So, yeah.
Reach fruition.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very cool. Yeah. Looking forward to more information on that as it comes out. What do we got to talk about? Actual Legion related today?
We've got the short answer is cards.
Cards. Yeah, we got the OP kits are starting to hit stores. So we got some of the information on that. And because we haven't recorded in a little bit, we do have those Cody and Ahsoka command cards actually came out. We're just going to, you know, go over them real fast. I know they've been out in the wild for a while now, but, you know, we brought Jeff along just to comment and give us the expert advice, you know, as our resident Republic player who doesn't play Republic.
Yeah, it's sad. Player. I don't think I've touched Republic in over a year.
You're still the most qualified.
I did play him against Dan in a Spec Ops match.
Oh, yes.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, Spec Ops is fun.
No, it's patiently waiting, the Spec Ops Beta 2 and the Legion rebalance
soon, that we're going to get.
Yeah.
Man. Soon, TM.
Soon, TM.
All these things, yeah. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll get back and talk about those cards.
You are receiving the Legion Outriders podcast. Ending the transmission now would be most unfortunate. And now, the Outriders.
Welcome back, Outriders. Matt, Dan, and Jeff back, and we're looking at some new stuff coming for Legion. The OP kits, the organized play kits, are starting to work their way out into the stores.
Yes.
And, they're pretty cool. I know Jeff has some very specific gripes about it, so let's get out of the way. Go ahead, Jeff.
My only gripe is we're getting dice that we already got, but I understand not everybody has them, so it's okay.
For a small bit of clarification, this is the store championship kit. Sorry, I didn't put that there in the notes.
Oh, okay.
So the store championship kit, which is supposed to officially debut on May the 4th to kick off the new competitive season that goes from May 4th all the way till next Adepticon and next Worlds.
Very nice. So, but yes, it's coming with some very special red dice. What's actually special about those? They look
kind of got a swirly. They're solid red dice, so they aren't the translucent red dice.
No, they're not the sparkle ones. Yeah,
But they do have kind of a darker red swirls in them.
You guys played Imperial Assault, right? I don't know if you they had dice like this where they were still opaque, but they had, you know, like the little swirly glitter in them. That's what they look like to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna zoom in here on this.
Enhance.
Yeah, I don't see it. Oh, maybe it's a little bit more marbly. I think it's got some marble.
Yeah, that's actually a better descriptive term is the marbly.
Yeah. But the one, the shiny that's got my attention.
Oh, yeah.
Boba Fett.
Yep. So there is a mercenary Boba Fett card. Don't look at the speed pips. So yeah, a few typos, but I mean, that's just par for the course.
Which is too bad. You can just get a marker and color it on in there.
Yeah,
that's somebody fine. Just needs to turn the third light on, like somebody left the light switch off.
Yeah, it's a bulb that's burned out. That's all it is.
it's just flashing, just kind of neon. Was there something else? I thought there was something else that was questionable on it, too. It looks cool, though. Looks
really cool. I mean, it's a holo card, a holograph card. So you get your shiny Boba.
Yep. The rarest Boba of them all.
Yes.
Okay. Then we got some other troop cards. Looks like we got a full art Pike Syndicate, which, you know, I mean, maybe not as popular as they were when they first came out, but still, it's pretty awesome. They look cool.
Yeah, and this is the first time we've gotten alternate battle cards. So there is actually a limited visibility with the art from, oh God, I'm brain farting right now. The environmental gear on it.
Oh, yeah. Good catch. I was like, no, that's the art. No, you're right. That's environmental gear, isn't it? It's one of those. It's two dudes freezing themselves to death on Hoth. Yep. So that would definitely limit your visibility, you know, when you're dead.
As well as a key positions with the updated current errata to it.
It's one way to get it done. I'm hoping this is going to be like there's 32 copies for everybody to take home with them.
Oh, actually, if you look at the little chalice icon and the the numbers inside that are for the top whatever players. So the key positions will be for the top 32 players. The limited visibility will be for the top 16.
Ah, and okay, I see.
I'm trying to see.
Yep, there it is.
Boba Fett. The pikes will be for the top four. Boba Fett's, unfortunately, for what that's for, it's going to be on the back side of the card, which I don't have a picture of at the moment. But then there's also a full art sideways push.
Oh, yeah. That's a Ralph McQuarrie.
Yeah.
That's like concept art.
Yeah.
Of, I mean, for those Blizzard Force players, I guess. It's got some like proto snowtroopers on there. That is dead sexy. I like that a lot. Oh, that's the Judge promo.
Oh, that is the Judge.
Yeah, there's a little gavel on the bottom there.
You're right, yep.
That looks really neat. I like that a lot.
There are a lot of full art character cards. We've got Vader. Cool. We've got Grievous. We've got Yoda. We've got Chewbacca with red defense dice.
Hey!
And we've got Gar Saxon.
No Cad Bane. John's going to be so disappointed. Does it come with a shield?
Yeah,
card for legit question.
It has a shield on the art.
Yeah, it does.
And it will also come with, and every one of these kits comes with a 2024 World Championship invite.
And so it looks
like Emperor needs you.
Yeah, like one side is the Emperor needs you, right? And I'm guessing the other side is the Academy. You know, get your education and roll today.
Yeah, the propaganda poster thing. It looks really sweet.
I like it. I wish I got one. Maybe I can win and get one, but it's
you
really
could,
cool
Jeff. You're a good player. Maybe you should go get one.
Yeah.
All right. Then it's got the breakdown. Yeah. 32, 16, 8, 4, 2, 1, and consular. Sorry, I said judge. It's consular. And now I'm getting LVO. Flashbacks.
So the judge promo, it's not a judge promo, it's a consular promo.
Consular. All right, that's cool.
Definitely reach out to your friendly local game store, and if they are
have
not,
them buy one for you.
Yes.
run an event.
Well,
there's a line of sight silhouette template in there too.
A bunch of them, it looks like. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's the same from the tournament doc where you're supposed to cut them out. So it's not a physical silhouette. It's just printed on the paper intended for you
to do little
arts and crafts and cut them out.
Little tiny poster to advertise the event on, which is always nice. Mm-hmm. You can post that up near a register or something.
Well, I remember, what was it, back at when Legion launched Power 9, you had those posters framed.
Yes, I did. I've still got them.
Yeah,
they're still up on the wall. I've got my own pair. I'm still trying to figure out a way I could mount them in here. But yeah, join the rebellion, join the empire. Yeah, the dual posters that came. They still got those really nasty fold lines because they came, folded in half and half and half, you know.
It's very I like what they started doing with the Legion releases where you get the little like poster of the art. I really like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Even though it still has the fold line.
I've said this so many times, but the art assets that they've got available for these games is so top notch. I really, really, really wish they'd make like just an art book.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of art books, guys, you might share in the breaking of my heart today, but I love to collect art books for like Star Wars and video games like Mass Effect and Jedi Survivor and all that kind of stuff. Today I was moving them. I found them in the crate and I had stacked them on top and they all fell off the crate and just dented in the same corner.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a matching set then.
Yeah, I guess I was legit. But, yeah. Like if I had a time machine, this is one of those moments that I would go back and erase.
I remember you gave me your Galaxy's Edge art book because it got shipped to you with a blemish on it. So.
Yep. So this is, you know, my pain.
Yeah.
We all care about this. I know. Cause I'm working to get Dan an unblemished Aiden card right now. Yes. I feel your pain. Okay. I've got all my books stacked up right now, safely in a box somewhere. We'll see if they survive.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going to go stick them on a shelf. At least it's not a visible corner. Well, one of them is a visible corner, but anyways.
It could have been worse. Spies. They could have landed like on a page and it like tore a page or something like that would be heartbreaking to me. Your face agrees. It looks like.
Yeah. God, that thank you. Yes, that does make me feel at least slightly better.
Yeah, just put things in perspective.
Okay. Well, anyways, speaking of perspective, I have no good segue for this, so we're just going to talk about the Cody and Ahsoka cards.
Yeah. dealer's choice, Jeff. Which would you like to go after first?
Let's hit the clones because they are just sad. Sad clones.
They were clones. All right.
And I mean, Cody just recently, as of recording, just recently came out. Have you picked up your copy yet, Jeff?
No, I'm actually talking to you about that.
Right. Yeah, true.
So I'm trying to like finagle some promo cards to swap Dan and figure out what I can loot from him in the process.
Yeah. Well, I've got to go through my I got my promo stash here, too. I got to maybe we can, talk a little bit and see what might, because there was the unofficial promo swap meet that went on during LVO that I did take great advantage of.
So. Gotcha. I think there's not very much promo stuff that I'm missing. Maybe some Sabine stuff, which is hard to get, like her command cards. They were a Worlds thing, I think. And then Jen, I think I have all of Jen's stuff, but yeah, we'll talk.
Because nobody wants it.
Yeah.
Sad. Maybe people will want Sabine stuff now that Ahsoka plays with her. We'll get to that later though.
That's true. Yeah. All right. So we've got the command cards. We've got the one pip, bring it down. Two, have I ever let you down? Which looks like it's very cool. Just Cody and Kenobi on there just doing awesome stuff. Does Cody make Kenobi an interesting list choice? What do you think?
He looks like he's more built around vehicles.
Yeah.
I mean his second command card, do you want to do them in this order? Like, or is there a specific order you want
to
do?
Well, we're just kind of hit the highlights, I think.
Yeah. We'll get to that when we get to the
second one. People have probably seen it. But yeah, so the bring it down is the one pip. And basically he gets, two times his free activations during the turn. He can add suppressive to some attacks for people that have observation tokens, impact one. It's just kind of a really useful card for, troopers to capitalize on. So, yeah, it's...
Yeah, I mean, that's observe two twice, so that's four observes. So that's basically two free aims thrown out.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I like that. The have I ever let you down to the two pip, and that's Commander Cody and one trooper. Like I said, it does have Kenobi on the art with him, just, laying waste. But, let's see. While a unit that was issued an order by this card is at range one of Commander Cody and suffers wounds from an enemy attack, after the attack is resolved, if Clone Commander Cody is at range four and has line of sight to the enemy, he may perform an attack against that unit. Yeah, I think that's pretty neat.
It is pretty good. I don't know how well it would pair with Obi-Wan. Man, I almost lost his name for a second. I'm just looking at him like, Ewan McGregor, Ewan McGregor. Like, Ewan McGregor. That's all I can think.
Yeah. I think people know what you mean. Sir Alec McGinnis. Wait. Yeah.
No. So I think it's good, but I don't know. It's been so long since I've put a Jedi on the table. I don't know. having that free shot is pretty good. And you're increasing the survivability by using Obi-Wan to you know what, Guardian and deflect.
Yeah, I was going to say that's it's got like that Guardian, like it punishes them if you wound him from a Guardian attack. So yeah, I mean, that could be fun. It could be fun.
And you are getting to put, you're probably going to put your order on Kenobi, so you get to decide what you do with him. You know, yeah. are you gonna dodge him up, or are you gonna you know, if he gets shot, you could move him and you know, take advantage of stuff. So it does give you some nice order control there.
Okay. And then the 3-pip, which is combined arms, that's kind of the vehicle one. So it's 2 troopers and 2 vehicles. This sounds like a very expensive list if you're going to have 2 vehicles and Kenobi in there. So it's probably going to be one or the other.
Yeah.
But during this activation, Clone Commander Cody may perform his freebie actions up to 2 times. When a friendly vehicle unit declares an attack against an enemy unit that is an observation token, they may spend the token. If they do, after the attack, a friendly clone trooper unit at range 1 of this vehicle may perform a speed 1 move. Yeah, that's kind of neat. Finally, and a reason for infantry support platforms. Let's not go crazy. I know.
I don't think they're... No. I'm sorry, I don't play Gar, so I don't have a dog in this fight. But yeah, I don't know if there is a reason for infantry support platforms.
Yeah,
they're just parked in the. They're just parked in the garage. Them,
it's like there's got to be something. Who out there? Reach out to us if you play the support platforms, and you know, have some success. How do you build them? What do you do with them? I never see them. Never, ever, ever. But I think they're kind of neat.
I know. I'm excited to try Commander Cody and 3 ATRTs because I love running 3 ATRTs.
I mean, that seems like the safer choice than bringing a bunch of lats, I guess.
And he gets to direct an ATRT, or he gets to direct a vehicle. So, you know, all of his command cards, if you're running him with vehicles, you have to remember that he's also directing to a vehicle every time.
Yeah.
So which weapon are you throwing on those ATRTs? Or are you running
flamethrowers, the only one you ever put on them?
Or you just take Barks anyways.
Or Barks. Barks, fine. I love ATRTs, but I feel like their time has come and gone.
Well, I mean, one with the built-in rocket launcher weapon, you know, without even putting a weapon on it, still is a decent value.
Yeah.
I think... Honestly, with some of the deployments that are out there, hemmed in, you can really close the gap a lot quicker than people think. So I don't know. Maybe I just need to put some ATRTs back on the table.
There you go.
And see what happens.
I like them. I mean, I had a lot of success with them in my Rebel list.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, they're just solid. They're solid. But okay, so those are the command cards for Cody. We got the Ahsoka ones. Some fantastic. Very scenes from Rebels, well, at least the first one. They're all kind of Rebels themed, aren't they? Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, it does look like it.
Yeah, first one, I Am No Jedi for Ahsoka Tano. Gains Agile 1 while attacking during the form attack pool step. Ahsoka Tano adds 1 white dice to her attack pool for each dodge token she has to a maximum of 3. It's kind of neat. Kind of neat because she can get dodge tokens,
and she already has Agile 1, so that gives her Agile 2, right? So she's gonna get 4 dodge tokens if she moves twice.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
She does not have Agile on her card.
No, she doesn't. You're right. What is she? She has something that gives her. I thought.
She has Defend 1, so if she's getting a
Defend 1, that's what it was. Sorry. Yeah.
If she's getting,
so she would have 3. One. I'm sorry. Have 3. Yeah.
Okay. Then we have the 2-pip. Ahsoka Tano gains Guardian 2. When another friendly small base trooper unit range 1 Ahsoka Tano is declared as a defending unit, may gain 1 dodge token, which is, that's neat. I mean, very protectory kind of stuff. She's jumping in there, saving the day. Flavorful, fun, pretty damn good. Especially if you stack it with some other stuff.
Yeah. So, of course, if the Legion art conspiracy theory holds true, because this art not only has 2 Inquisitors, which have been confirmed.
Yep.
But it does also have Ezra.
There it is.
Holding a baby Ithorian. So baby Ithorian's confirmed for Legion.
Yes, baby Ithorian.
I thought it was a teddy bear. Can it be a teddy bear? They are coming. Teddy bears are coming.
That's They're true. Just the murder bears. Yeah. Wow.
So,
or Ezra, I don't know. I hope it's Slingshot Ezra.
God.
Okay, and then the another two-pip family reunion, Ahsoka and Sabine. Jeff, how moist are you right now?
That's a disturbing question. It is hot in my room, so a little bit. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Emotionally moist. How about that? But Ahsoka gains teamwork Sabine Wren. At the start of Ahsoka Tano's activation, Sabine Wren may perform a speed 2 move, which is nice. At the start of Sabine Wren's activation, Ahsoka may perform a speed 2 move. So they're just pew-pew, just moving fast.
I like this one, but it is... I was playing around with some lists with Ahsoka and Sabine, and it gets expensive quick.
Yeah, yeah. Those are both expensive characters. But
yeah,
so
yeah.
Cool.
But I am excited to try it out because one of the biggest problems that... I always ran Sabine with the Darksaber, which I love. And she's fast, but you still have to close that gap. So having a card that lets you close that gap faster and giving that to a Jedi as well... especially if you put something like Force Speed or First Speed. I can't remember the name of it. It's been a while since I've looked at it.
Force Speed.
Force Speed? Okay. Yeah, if you put that on Ahsoka.
Force go just, fast.
Yeah, you're flying across the board. What?
Force in the Furious.
Two and two Speed Threes? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And finally, 3-pip, A New Beginning. And this is Ahsoka and two units. And in the artwork, we've got Ahsoka cosplaying as White Mage from Final Fantasy. So that's kind of neat.
It's the last scene in the Rebels.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, man. That's, I got to say, I like the mural work in the background there. That is not my favorite art for these characters. It's not fantastic.
Ahsoka looks okay. Sabine looks a little disgruntled.
With the short. Yeah.
I know she had the short hair in the series, but that's looks a little too short.
Right, it looks, yeah. She's got a squidgy face.
So.
It's tough. I'm sure it's tough drawing that scale. Like that looks very like a very small drawing. So I don't know if it was shrunk down or, you know, I don't want to pick on the art because I love the art regardless what's going on, but it does look a little like squished down.
Yeah.
Lost back to detail or something.
To go back to the Ahsoka trailer. It's funny, the old depictions of Sabine in the live action series, she's going to have long hair.
It's been a few years and Mary Elizabeth Winstead can wear her hair. Wait, no, that's Hera. Never mind. Sabine. That's right. I forget the actress's name.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead can wear her hair
any way she wants. Yes.
Because it's only one way she can wear hers.
Yeah. Never mind. Durr. All right. Let's see. So at the start of Ahsoka Tano's activation, she recovers when Ahsoka Tano issues an order to a small base trooper unit. That unit gains either one aim token or one dodge token. Ahsoka Tano gains Inspire 2. It's nice. Yeah, good supporty. Like kind of what you want to see in a 3-pip.
I think what's frustrating is a lot of her cards seem like they want to take, not a lot of them, a few of them. You want to have Ahsoka, Sabine, and maybe like a Clan Ren or something, but then you're at what, like 500 points and just.
And then three
crying.
Naked rebel troopers. And
and three snipers, and there you go.
Yeah. I mean, you can make it work, I guess.
But I do like for pairing with Sabine, obviously she's on the card. This is another great choice because if Sabine's in a good position for attacks, you give her the aim. If she is, you know, you need a dodge and nimble. Fire away. And then Inspire 2 is always nice because Sabine is only that two courage. So having that option available is nice. Anytime you get Inspire in a list, I think it's great.
Yeah. No, I think it is. And especially with more suppression kind of creeping into the way things are with the rules update we got a few months back. I think it's very useful. Yeah. Cool. Are you going to be running Ahsoka, El Jefe?
I want to. I do want to try her out. I've always had like a love-hate relationship with the Jedi or Force users because, man, they hit so hard, but I am so bad at playing them. I never know when to take the dive. I never know, like, I don't know. It's a tough little game for me. in that regards.
It always seems that other people's Jedi are the invincible killing machines.
Exactly.
Mine just
I do
die.
What they do and I die instantly.
Yeah, it's always a fun game of playing bait out the lightsaber and just trying to annihilate them before they can do anything. That's what land speeders are for. Yay. And also FD towers, right, Jeff?
Yes. I love FD towers.
Just chuck dice at them until they go away.
And that's what happened in my first game at LVO. I threw everything I could at Vader. And it was basically the Luke scene from where Kylo was shooting at him, except it was just FDs and Vader.
Nice. Dan, I know when you said it already, you don't have a dog in this fight. You don't play Gar. You don't play Rebels. Is there anything you would not like to see from these characters? Is there anything particularly worries about you from an Imperial standpoint?
Yes. What scares you? So I can put that in my list.
Take notes, Jeff.
I mean, Ahsoka with a big pile of dodges on her, you know, give her, oh God, I am blanking right now that, force reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, what else? I'm scrolling through it.
Maybe have Leia run around with her.
Yeah. Or a rebel officer, even like a rebel officer with the the scanner. Extra dodge
and the scanner, or Leia. I mean,
they're the
if you have it a few extra points, you can find Leia just dumping dodges onto her.
Yeah, just ladies' night, you know.
And, yeah. And... I mean, yeah, this is. I mean, Leia, Sabine, Ahsoka. I'm just throwing stuff together here. Yeah, I mean. Once the Inquisitors come out, though, of course, we'll have some counter saber things.
So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to very iconic battles. Yes. Yeah,
because finally we can get normal speeded lightsaber users in Empire, and not people that have to shuffle along.
I want you to practice your sound effects for when they do their flying across the board thing, because it's going to be a command card at least.
Yeah, if they don't have like at least jump two. Outriders ASMR provided by
what? You guys don't do sound effects for all your battles? That's lame. Anyways, they look like some pretty interesting choices. I'm excited to I don't know if I'd I feel like you'd really want to build a list around either one of these, and that's usually what you see out of your characters. You're gonna do the characters that can support the kind of list you want to run. I think Cody is maybe a little bit more flexible, and he speaks to the way I like to play with having some options, especially that combined arms thing I think is really neat. But, I mean, who doesn't love Ahsoka? Come on.
Is Cody the first range 1-4 commander we've seen? I mean, not to get to his card or whatever, but that
I think the cool. Captain's got, doesn't he have a command card thing? Oh, himself. I see.
Yeah. Like his regular weapon.
Technically with up, like with Iden and Cassian can have the sniper rifles.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's with an upgrade. Not built in.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's a good point. I hadn't considered that. Cool. All right. Well, that's probably going to do it for this episode of the Legion Outriders. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And don't forget to check out the first episode of Star Wars Chatterpoint with our interview with Will Schick. If you have any news, questions, or feedback, you can email us at legionoutriders@gmail.com. Stop by the Facebook page, facebook.com/LegionOutriders. Which, I don't know, can we change that to the Outriders? Because that's kind of where we're going now.
Yep, we're kind of going to kind of make the socials kind of more just the Outriders and as a brand.
Yep.
And then, we'll have the two, the Legion Outriders and then Chatterpoint.
Oh, yeah. And Outrider John actually joins us for the interview because, he's awesome and he's excited for Chatterpoint as well. But anyways, you can find us over there or you can find us out in the world. El Jefe, where can people find you?
I don't really know right now. Finding myself.
He's still moving. Yeah, he's finding, it's a journey of self-discovery. Yeah. Stay tuned for more details on that front. I think he's probably on social dating apps right now. So
I do pop on to, not dating, oh yes, dating apps, not dating apps, getting me off track. so I do hang out on the Discord occasionally, not very often. And what else?
You can shoot him a message.
Yeah, Facebook a little bit.
A little bit. All right. How about you, Dan?
So either Outrider Dan or Dan Tech on the Discord. Again, I'm going to have to do a lot of work to the social pages.
Yay. A lot of work.
a message on either Facebook or any other socials.
Yep. And you can find me on Twitter at GRN_Archer, streaming at twitch.tv/Captain_Archer, which I'm anticipating playing some Jedi. What is it? Survivor? What's the new one? I forget. The Cal Kestis.
Yeah, Jedi Survivor.
That's the new one. Okay. Yeah. I keep transposing them back and forth. I'm sure I did that already once during this episode. And all that kind of good stuff. Or on the Discord as either Captain Archer or Outrider Matt. But anyways, thanks again for listening, guys. And we'll catch you on the next episode of the Legion Outriders.
This concludes the current episode of the Legion Outriders podcast. You may cultivate a tactical advantage by observing the Outriders on Facebook or Twitter at Legion Outriders. Wisdom advocates subscribing to the podcast. Acting otherwise is reckless.